This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Greetings and salutations, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, points beyond, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcast, you can get us. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. No GP once again. That's actually not entirely true, I suppose. We're going to talk to him on the telephone through the miracle of modern technology. Alexander Graham Bell's inventions come a long way. We're going to use cellular technology to speak to the proud pop of times four one more time today. Talk a little MLB draft. He's all steamed up. That's this weekend. We got some Nats topics for you on this radio program. Speaking of the Nats, good game last night. Linnell is in for GP, hanging out with us the duration. Hey, buddy.
How are you, man? I'm excited. We got pizza in here, Pupatello's once again.
Did the Pupatello pizza
for the boys. Hooking us up. Love it.
Pizza for the boys.
I'm a mimosa pizza fan.
How delicious is that one?
No, it's tremendous. I'm not even a big corn guy.
Yeah.
But on a pie, mimosa style, give
when
it to
I
me.
Tell you it's got ham and corn on it, most people are going to go, mm-mm.
Yeah,
they're going to say no. They're going to do that like, I'm trying to remember what gif it is, but where someone's just like, mm-mm, don't want that. It's like Adam Devine,
yeah.
Something like that. I'm telling you, that's the winner. That one goes the fastest.
No, it does.
Above even the pepperoni, the spicy pepperoni, the sausage joint, the ham and mushroom and artichoke one that I got, the ham and mushroom one that I got, the chorizo that I got. I'm telling you, that ham and corn mimosa.
That was the one. I thought you were about to. You see how I looked at you there? I thought you were going to say something about me stripping the mushrooms off of the pizza.
Well, it's what juveniles do. And I would like to think I work with adults, but I'm reminded all the time I do not.
Well, there we go.
It is, as my guy Fred Smoot says, frustrating.
Well, some stuff is not great. Others isn't either. But mushrooms are not good, Danny. And like, that's a take. Like, when you had your mushroom burger take yesterday, Darius, I let you chill.
Well, Darius put mushrooms in my brain.
Because I already got on you for the duck sauce bit. So yeah, I tried to let you rock, but
we didn't spend enough time talking about the duck sauce situation.
We didn't. Because the way you flip-flopped, I've never seen you tap dance that way before.
Like, you remember that. So for those that didn't listen, you can listen to, again, wherever you get your podcast, iTunes or Google Play, whatever you want to listen. Go back and listen. Grant and Danny, very simple to find. This was kind of a throwaway moment where Darius was like, yeah, I do more duck sauce than I do mustard. And I was like, so how do you do it? Do you go two, you go 1-1-2, do you go 2-1? And he's like, yeah, I do one bite of duck sauce, then get rid of all the mustard. And I'm like, well, dude, the egg roll's gone. You went 3/4 mustard, sir. And he's like, no, I like duck sauce first. And I don't know if he was lying or was confused, but it was for an egg roll guy, which Darius is, the standard, if I may, yeah, or the best way to do it, as proven by science, and mm-hmm, actually I looked this up, don't ask me where, duck sauce, rep 1.
Yeah.
Bite. Now it's open.
Yes.
Now the duck sauce can get in there.
And I'm going duck again, right?
You re-duck it.
Exactly.
You double duck.
Exactly. Double duck.
You go 2 ducks.
Yes.
Okay? 2 ducks. How many? 2 ducks,
there,
right?
You go.
So you duck one, duck two, right? Yeah. Then, with a little bit of duck sauce that seeped,
that snuck through there, yeah,
that went beyond your bite,
yeah,
now spicy mustard. You fire the spicy mustard.
Are you listening, Dan?
You try to keep it shallow.
Yes.
To not overbite and overcommit. But you're basically, what you're doing is resetting the palate so the duck sauce hits the next time stronger.
It's a good explanation. I just would do without the mustard, period. But my food takes aren't good, again, remember? I'm a snack wrap guy, right?
You have an unsophisticated palate.
Yeah, it's all childish. That's all. But no, the mushroom bit, not me. You can sneak it in foods for me, but that being just smack dab.
It's right on there.
In your face. I couldn't handle it.
I mean, you're probably right. It's billions of pounds of them consumed every day.
And people are
worldwide. Yeah, exactly. Everyone's wrong, and you're right.
I went to college in the shroom capital, Bethany, West Virginia.
Mushroom capital?
Mushroom capital, sorry.
I don't know.
No, mushroom capital.
That's why I
They come out. In all different shapes and sizes.
Where is
they ain't even on pizza.
Where is that? What part of West Virginia?
Bethany, West Virginia. Yeah. Small town, population of about 90, if that.
Now it's 89 because you left?
Well, yes. It's a place. It is about an hour from Morgantown. You said Morgantown was underrated. Yeah, yeah. College. I love Morgantown too. It was they called us Harvard on the Hill. That's what Bethany was called.
How about that?
Wasn't that at all?
Was it that
I went there?
You know where? And I've talked about this a million times. You know where Pennsylvania and West Virginia touch?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of unholy trinity there,
mm-hmm.
with maybe the worst accent we have in the country.
Yes.
Was it close to that?
Yes. So it's about 45 from Robinson. That's where it kind of does the touchy thing. Robinson to Wheeling, I think is what that is.
Wheeling, West Virginia.
Yeah, so now I'm speaking your language.
The gateway to the West. You remember who won the 1997 Beast of the East tournament there?
No.
You remember the MVP was?
Who was that?
It was me, for the Fairfax Eagles. Now, the point is, it's not a big deal. I'm just saying it happened. It's an event. It's an event
that happened. That's awesome.
You guys won the Beast of the East? Yes, we did. Who pitched the last game? It was actually a guy named Mitch Maley. Went to school here locally. It was nasty. We actually had the whole Virginia All-Mets. It was fun. You know what's so funny? Is the 18 and under high school World Series that year.
Mm-hmm.
You know who won that?
Who won that?
We did. But the point is, that's a 52-7 Fairfax Eagles squad.
Wow.
Shout out my guy, Pat Pinkman. Shout out my guys, Joe Foot.
Joe Foot.
Drafted by the Twins. We had players
that was
up
nasty.
And down. Dude, Pinkman was filth. Went to Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Was one of the conference pitchers of the year. I don't know if he got a freshman All-America. I think he might have. Dude was filthy. We beat Florida with a bunch of future pros.
Look
beat Hawaii with a bunch of future pros. Beat this New York team with that dude, Drew Henson, who started over Tom Brady for a couple years at Michigan. Was a high-level Yankees
Look at
prospect.
You getting weaving in and out.
Oh, just talking about myself. I got hit in the elbow by one of these dudes pitching. He was throwing cheddar from this New York team. And I screamed a loud curse word. And a lot of scouts turned around and started writing.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean? It was like, I don't think they're writing good stuff.
Well, probably not.
Because it hurt real bad. Anyway, we got a good show for you guys today. We're going to talk Mike Florio, who was on with the Junks this morning, had a couple good, delicious
Love
chicken
Mike.
Nuggets. What's your one-seed chicken nugget dipping sauce, by the way, as a quick side?
Probably going to go spicy buffalo, McDonald's. This has been a change in my rankings here recently. I was a sweet and sour guy.
Mm-hmm. Again, that juvenile taste that my kids
for
like.
For about 23 years of my life here recently. The palate's matured, as you know.
Yep.
I'm a spicy buffalo guy now.
The Chick-fil-A sauce, I do believe, is goated. I think that's your one.
There's only one right answer, and I hope that you don't let me down the way you did yesterday.
So the Chick-fil-A sauce, the actual, which sauce? The sauce that is labeled the Chick-fil-A sauce. Like Chick-fil-A sauce, their brand of sauce, is the perfect blend
that's
of
tough.
That little bit tangy, not really sweet, because again, sweet is for children, but it doesn't have a lot of spice, but it just goes. And when you go Chick-fil-A sauce, boom, buffalo sauce, boom, back to Chick-fil-A sauce. Again, let your palate sing.
Yeah.
Let yourself have a great time. Anyway, he had a couple great nuggets this morning. We'll play those. Darius has some NFL burning questions for us at 3:25. A little winning off the field. We'll do it today. 3:45. We'll blitz it for all a whole bunch of stuff about some good rankings. We've done some negative rankings for the last couple days. We have a really good ranking
for the Commanders
for the local 53.
Well, there we go.
Yes,
well, there
which
we
we've
go.
Needed. But here's where I want to start. Nats lost last night. Not going to break down that game. We're not crazy. Here's what I want to ask though. In advance of the draft this weekend, Sunday, pick one. Right. Goes to the Nats. You're not that far off from the trade deadline. There aren't many opportunities for a GM kind of in season to sort of show his wares.
Yeah.
Right? The stuff that they're doing behind the scenes is very much behind the scenes. It's going to be tough to the naked eye. It's going to be tough for even folks like, I get over it. I do a lot of Nats post game. I go to games more than the average bear. Toby's able to, because of his schedule, to get over in the locker room at times. We cover it pretty closely here on the Grant and Danny program, right? But again, we're not beat reporters. Even to beat reporters, the Mark Zuckermans of the world, they're not going to be able to see all the work all the time.
Right.
Right? Just even with their limited access. You'll see touches, but you don't see the whole thing. It's like seeing the sprout of a plant, and you go, I see the sprout. Well, you don't see the roots, the vine system, everything underneath. So it's going to be hard for folks to see it. But I wonder this, and I want to start the conversation right here, right now, at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What can Mike DiBartolo do to prove to you that he's the guy? Here's the side caveat. Whether he ends up getting this job or not, my guess is that he does, by the way.
Yeah, mine too.
Now, here's what I've heard. I'm going to give you guys a little panoramic, okay? Here is what I've heard. This is a sharp dude. This is a sharp, sharp dude. With it, gets it, heady, smart. Not necessarily the you know, kind of that Dusty Baker realm of like that charismatic person that remembers an anecdote about everything that you've ever done and goes, hey, man, I got a blues album that I think you might like because you mentioned one time that you heard a guitar in an airport. Like, that's Dusty Baker.
Right.
Nobody has that EQ. Like, that's one of one in that regard.
High-quality person.
But in terms of getting people on board, getting people to work together collaboratively, giving people sort of a, here is your mission to execute against. Here's the metric you're going to be judged by. Pretty good marks from what I have heard. People have sung his praises. Couple anecdotes. The Juan Soto trade.
Yes.
That has netted this team James Wood.
The team.
If you had just traded Juan Soto for James Wood straight up, it would have been a better deal for the Nationals.
Yeah.
Think about that. Then you add Abrams, who's been an all-star. Forget about Nash 9. He's been an all-star. Mackenzie Gore, all-star. Robert Hassel, future major leaguer. We saw him get his feet wet a little bit. And then maybe something from Yarlin Susanna. Still too much of a variable, but a prospect that is intriguing nonetheless. He's the mastermind there. That's the guy that identified the team, the package, how to get this whole thing started and going, okay? It was his. I'm not saying he pulled the trigger. That's a Mike Rizzo deal. But he's the guy that sort of said, this is where we should put our focus, okay? That's one example. There are others. He is a sharp dude. So again, it's going to be hard for us to totally see, short of something major like that, what he's doing and how he's doing it. So I ask you this, at 800-636-1067, how can he show you that he's the dude? The learners, I believe, might talk to some people. They might get off their duffs and interview a couple of guys or do a consultant thing where they interview a couple of guys, find out the deal. But when the rubber meets the road, they're going to promote internally. I know that because that's what they've done at just about every turn for every job opening that has come free over the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can be good. Continuity can be great if you're the Spurs with Tim Duncan and company winning every year. Continuity can be great if you're the Chiefs. The Chiefs should promote with from within until further notice.
Yeah.
But when you haven't done diddly or squat for bordering on 6 seasons now, maybe an external voice or two might be good. Again, I'm not rooting for anybody's demise or anybody to get fired individual. I'm sure there are plenty of good people that have come and gone or are still there. But it's now kind of time for an outside set of eyes. So they may do the cursory, but if I had to bet, I think it ends up being DiBartolo's gig. But I know what it's going to look like to a lot of fans. It's going to look like
Eye rolls, frustration, same old,
it's the same old.
What are the learners doing?
And one, it may be that. It may be totally same old. It also may be, no, we looked around, we got a good one here. We got a guy that's going to take us in a different direction here, who is analytical, think pocket protector more so than stopwatch.
And that's the key for me. It's if he ends up getting the job, and I agree with you, I think he gets the job as well. I just think it would be organizational malpractice if you did not hire a search firm, because I know I'm not trying to poo-poo on the learner's baseball acumen, but like in situations like this, when you're an ownership group trying to find your head of baseball ops, you get someone that's well-versed in the sport that can go out and give you a qualified pool of candidates, and I think that's the way that they should go. Even if he ends up being the guy, at least you can say, hey, we vetted outside sources. We vetted outside options.
So my favorite person, and I'm biased here because I met him a couple times, he went to my high school, but he's been the architect or assistant architect or one of the architects for some of the most successful teams in baseball going back several years. That's Josh Burns. He's a D.C. guy, went to Haverford, actually played with another guy that's thought of as a top candidate who's out of baseball now named Thad Levine. They were college teammates at Haverford, which is pretty wild. But Burns, currently with the Dodgers, head of scouting. Pretty good, right? They scout pretty well. They seem to unearth a bunch of gems from picking in the back of the first round. But when Cleveland was going to the World Series, he was there. When Colorado went to the World Series, which seems ancient history, he was there. He was an architect in Arizona when they were really good. punching above their weight class with a low payroll, was in Boston, helping build that team that finally broke the curse. So he's got a pretty good track record of being around and building some stuff there on differing levels of budgets, okay? Has come up through analytics, is as smart as you're going to find. That's my favorite guy, but I understand I got some bias. There are others that are out there kind of floating. I believe it was Jeff Passan was on with us earlier in the week and mentioned the current Rays GM, and there's some turmoil there. That might be a great fit if you could woo him somehow, but it's going to take a lot of money, cash, et cetera. But you've got a pretty darn good option right now in-house in DeBartolo. So I ask you, what can he do to prove to you he's the dude? I'll give you my answer next, but what do you got?
And Nats fans are probably not going to like this. There are a couple of things that he could do, first and foremost. But there's one drastic thing that I am kind of pushing for, and we'll see the people's reaction to this. I think anything that shows accountability in terms of like some of the base running stuff, that the errors that we see, the bad defense, like fire somebody. Not saying that that's like the quickest way to prove yourself, but show that you're different. I know when he spoke to the media for the first time, he talked about, you know, how analytics driven, you know, he is, and things are going to be different. And that's kind of his background and his forte. I think that could be excellent and could be used as a new scouting tool to help you potentially be better at drafting, developing, retaining talent, so on and so forth. But to me, I look at the trade deadline. You think about what the role he played in the Juan Soto deal, being able to identify those prospects, and you look at what this team is right now, they'd be nothing without those guys. Give me more of that. I don't know if it's Kyle Finnegan. I don't know what his worth is. I know there's been conversation about Luis Garcia. You kind of got an extra guy in the outfield. But the big swing that I would look at here, and this coincides with what's coming up on Sunday in the draft, because you own the number one overall pick, and there's not a consensus number one guy, but if you're going to go with the guy that was the best during the college playoffs, right? Cade Anderson was throwing gas. Take him and trade Mackenzie Gore at the deadline. See what you can get. See if you can replenish your system and then get a guy that could be up in less than a year and maybe give you the same type of, you know, all-star, you know, Cy Young stuff that Mackenzie Gore is giving you right now. And I'm saying do it now. And I know people, Nats fans, are going to say, what? When there's 16,000 people coming to the ballpark, trading one of your main attractions is not something that helps attendance. And I get all of that. What do you have in the farm system right now, though? How do you replenish it? What's your best asset? James Wood would be a non-conversation starter for me. I can't talk to you about James Wood. But Mackenzie Gore, you talk about striking when the iron is hot. He finally put it together this year. He's been consistent. Going to be an all-star for the first time. Why not now? Because are you realistically going to be able to pay him? That's what it ultimately comes down to for me. If there is any sort of, and I think it's a decision that they've got 2.5 years to make, but I'm saying do it now because he's playing his best. Who knows what happens next year and what happens to his value moving forward. But if there is any inkling from ownership, and I don't know what type of conversations they've been able to have, you know, since Rizzo was let go last Sunday, if there's any inkling that like, hey, do you think we'll be able to pony up the cash to re-sign him? If there's any hesitation with that, why not move?
800-636-1067. What can Mike DeBartolo do to show you that he's the dude? I'm not talking about what can he show the learners. I don't know how to address their thinking. They may be thinking along the lines of what Linnell just said. We don't have anybody coming to see us as it is. We cannot give away certain pieces.
Marquee talent.
We can't do that. So if he's not allowed to do those sorts of things, again, that's the other variable we don't know, we can't really consider. For this exercise, though, you're the decision maker. You at home. Steve in McLean. There's a Steve on hold. I didn't even mean to make the teaser there, buddy. But like you're Phil in Manassas.
Yeah.
All right? You're Phil in Manassas, and he's trying to prove to you that he's the dude. How could he do that? 800-636-1067. Your call's next on Mike DeBartolo, the interim GM of the Nats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Grant Nanny here on The Fan. Linnell in for GP. 2:45, we have some exclusive audio to play for you guys. You'll only find it here on this radio program. Just to catch you guys up, two things happened during the commercial break. One, I got Brian, known as White Brian, from the B. Mitch and Finley show. Brian.
Yeah.
What's the correct pronunciation of his last name? Brian.
Yeah.
Brian Houch. Houck? Houch? Houck? Huh? Anyway,
how could you?
I think about 5 months ago, I think he was watching a video that he thought was amusing, and both edges of his lips moved slightly upwards.
Yeah.
Not a full smile.
But a smirk.
But I acknowledge that I'm enjoying the thing in front of me.
Right.
I'm not calling him joyless, but I am saying he's without joy to a degree. Right? Gotcha. I made a funny in the producer's room while you were doing your update. And he smiled.
Oh!
You guys saw it, right? It was a full, honest-to-God
smile.
That's
impressive.
The second thing that happened during the break, and you can hear Ryan through your headphones probably, and the glass cackling like a crazy person.
Yeah.
And in the alleyway outside of our studio, a woman opened up the door and was vomiting.
Oof.
And for me, it's like, well, that's pretty terrible. That's gross. You know who laughs hysterically at people upchucking?
Who is that?
Ryan Clary.
Yeah.
Loses it.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I mean, I will. She is now driving away, but
driving
I will
away from
say
it, yeah.
They went round two. She went round three. And I think there may have been a round four in there.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
so she was just letting it rip.
She was having a tough time.
She was having a really tough time.
You got to think about it. Let's context clues here. It's a Friday afternoon in the district. Last night, beautiful weather. She was probably hammered last night. And it's just now starting her day, and that's how our day starts.
That's not a great start to the day. That's a cleanse. 800-636-1067. Mike DeBartolo, interim GM of your Washington Nationals. What can he do to win you over? I'm not talking about it. You don't have to pretend you're a learner. Who knows what their criteria are, honestly.
Do they have one?
What are yours? Chris in Hyattsville, get us started, buddy. What's up?
What's up, Chris? Tell me I'm crazy.
Look, Vanell, you are insane. Dominant starting pitchers are like the rarest thing in baseball next to power hitting catchers. I'm not trading Mackenzie Gore, so that's a no-go for me. I want to say I had the pleasure of meeting Mike DiBartolo virtually one time for a project I was working on. He's a really, really sharp guy. He's a little bit understated, but he's got an econ background. You know, all of the things that we have been wishing for that I think, you know, Grant's been saying about how the Nationals need to be more analytics driven, I think are going to come through fruition if DiBartolo is given a chance. But to prove he's a real GM, what I would like to see is I would like to see him possibly make a trade and part ways with someone who's been a quote unquote core Nat, or maybe someone that the fans think should be a core Nat, and try to extract some value. Like, I would love to see a package deal with, say, Luis Garcia and, you know, all the aforementioned, you know, Kyle Finnegan, Ahmed Rosario, whatever. And you know, the willingness to move on from what was once a player that the organization had put a significant investment in. So if he's able to do something, not including Mackenzie Gore in the know, but if he were to do something like that, that would show me that he's actually ready to play with the big boys when it comes to negotiations and trade talk and everything in the MLB.
Thank you, Chris. And what's so hard about that, Linnell, is that may be what he walks upstairs with.
For sure.
Right? And I say upstairs, just going to the owner's office or whoever he's talking to, whichever owner it is, whoever's at the meeting, the COO, Alan Gottlieb, or anybody else. And he goes, here's my idea. They could just go, no. Okay? Welcome to life as the Nationals GM and do something else. So we won't know whose call it is. Now, if he's allowed, because there've been times, even, you know, Rizzo, as empowered as he was, when they knew they weren't going to re-sign Bryce Harper. We had heard pretty definitively, I think, that a trade was in place for, you know, you weren't going to get a ton, but a bullpen arm and a AAA catcher who they thought might have a chance to be pretty good. Again, it's not a huge haul. It's not what you got for Soto, but this was Harper at the very end when they realized this guy's going to walk, right? And that was nixed. That was a no-go. That was the kibosh from on high. We'd heard that. So there's stuff like that that's been out there in the past, and that's kind of normal. So the hope is if they say, yes, you're allowed to put your stamp on it, and he can do one of those surprising things, maybe you're able to say, damn, look at the stones on DiBartolo.
And that's the thing. Like, can he, in his analytics-driven background, find a minor league gem in somebody's system? Like, that's the hope if we're talking about a Kyle Finnegan trial. I'm swinging big, though, with Mackenzie Gore, because I feel like because he is a dominant starting pitcher, you can replenish your system with a trade like that. The other thing, to play devil's advocate here, is this. Like, does a guy, and I know we both think he's going to get this interim tag removed, but does a guy with the interim tag have the authority to make moves that would impact the future?
That's the essential question.
So that's why I think we'll find out whether or not that interim tag gets removed by the deadline.
800-636-1067. Steve Arlington, what's up?
What's up, Steve?
Guys, great show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
So I would take a lesson from what we're seeing from the Wizards, actually. And if you think about what the winger Dawkins team have done, they're doing a few things. Number one, they have a clear plan about how they want to build the roster for success. And then they take that plan and they walked into their owners and they said, for the plan to succeed, you have to invest. You have to invest in analytics. You have to invest in scouting and you have to invest in player development. And DiBartolo, if he's going to get the job, this is the time to negotiate for resources. And if he can get those resources and see that the learners will actually open up their pocketbooks and their wallets, that will give me confidence. If he's just a guy who's in the upward promotion and he's just happy to be there and says we have sufficient resources, they don't have sufficient resources. They're underinvested. And I'll just think this is more of the same. And as brilliant as he may be, we're going to get more of the same as fans.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
So I think with the draft this weekend, Linnell, it's really hard to figure it out. In other words, if this is such a smart, savvy move, for the sake of argument, the consensus now seems to be, if there is such a thing, that it's Cade Anderson, lefty from LSU. Pretty safe, pretty smart, nothing crazy there. It's not a Steven Strasburg draft. It's not a Bryce Harper draft. It's not a a Paul Skeens type situation.
Yeah.
But this is the, you know, best pitcher, college arm, pretty polished, big leaguer within a couple of summers, you know, high floor, whatever the ceiling.
Right.
You're not going to be able to tell that, that's a DeBartolo. That's a DeBartolo pick because it's so smart. I don't know.
Just a consensus top guy.
Yeah, I don't know how cute you can get right there. Now, I don't think I would want him to do something for the sake of argument at 1-1 where you go, I don't know, I'm going to take the high school shortstop that's supposed to go 10th,
yeah,
pay him under slot, and then do what they did with Loma Vida last year to pay him over slot their sandwich pick at the end of the first round. I don't want that at 1-1. Give me the guy that you think is going to have the best 6-year service time with the Nationals, and the rest of that we'll figure it out. Right?
Or if we're really trying to see the scouting chops and whether or not his methodology of picking prospects is different, can I interest you in a trade with Seattle? You trade down from 1 to 3, and then you pick up 35, and now you're getting more bites at the apple for DeBartolo to pick guys? Or is that crazy moving off of the number one pick?
So there are no draft picks swapping.
You can't
in baseball. No. So every other sport lets you do it. Baseball, they're just like, nope, this is your slot. We got a whole system set up. You can't do it. So, but moving into a different sphere, those kinds of trades, but the principle, I understand exactly what you're saying, what you're trying to get at. It is the, can we do something that nobody sees coming? And that's what Chris was talking about here a moment ago. Can you do a move where a guy that everybody just sort of counts on, a guy that just, yeah, he's going to be here and you've invested in this much time. Like you look at, for example, CJ Abrams, who's here through 2028. No one's in any hurry to trade that guy, and nobody should be. You're talking about the rest of this season plus 3 more complete seasons, only 2 years of arbitration in 27 and 28. Somebody might do something insane for that guy right now where you get, I'm making this up, you get 2 major league players right now that are young with service time. You get 2 minor leaguers that are top 10 prospects in their organization right now that are a year or two away of being their own major league baseball players, right? That's on the table. Do you do that? Again, and does he have the autonomy to do that? That's the question, I think, that's most essential to this entire conversation. And it's going to be impossible for us to know. A guy that's got the interim tag, even a guy that's got the full-time tag. I mean, think about Mike Rizzo, the ultimate soldier. At any point in time, he could have come out and been like, yep, they're screwing me over. Hey, they won't let me do the deals that I want to do. No, you would never say that. We'll never know specifically. It's got to come out through, you know, sourcing and anonymous this and reporting that, and you got to piece some things together that they're obstructionist. We're not going to know if he wanted to do something and couldn't. We're not going to know if he never had the authority to do something and couldn't. This is just basically, this could be right now. Okay, you're the interim guy. Do what the scouts say for at the draft spot. You're not a scout. You're the analytics guy. Do that, and then just go down your board. We're not going to know, I don't think, in the first couple of weeks. Or maybe just the first weekend here.
Yeah, so it all goes back to the idea of, like, what does he have the ability to do? I just think, in terms of, like, if it's him moving forward, if it's somebody else, the resources that you're afforded obviously is huge as well. But, like, other than the draft, like, there's nothing he can do, right? Like, essentially, to really show, like, hey, and even then, you're not going to know until 2 or 3 years down the line when this prospect is ready to come up, whether or not you knock it out of the park or not anyway. Maybe it's this. Maybe this is how he could win us all over. Maybe it's a press conference where you're laying out a clear plan for the future. Because one thing that we've both talked about ad nauseum here is that there is no plan up top with the ownership group. But does he have a plan? Because I'm assuming it's like being a substitute teacher. I'm assuming, like, when you're talking to the principal of the school, they ask you, well, what would you do if we made you the full-time teacher? I feel like the same thing is happening here with DeBartolo. Can he lay out a plan? Maybe it's through an interview, maybe it's through a press conference or whatever, that people are willing to buy into. Because other than that, like, you kind of just got to wait it out.
So for me, this is assuming that he's allowed to do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And that's a giant assumption. That's a Grand Canyon-sized chasm to leap across in terms of a leap of faith, okay? Because the previous GM, who was here for 19 years, brought a World Series home, wasn't allowed to do what he wanted to do. So somehow this guy's going to be able to with an interim tag. So just bear with my logic for a second. Grant me this ridiculous logical leap, okay? It would be something like you're talking about. Chris is absolutely right, by the way, that the once in a blue moon lightning bolt thing that happens is the dominant power arm that is in his prime pitching for you. That is a gift from the heavens. It is. The same principle, though, applies for me for the lightning bolt where the guy that wasn't as highly thought of in the organization or baseball-wide as Victor Robles, who was previously untouchable, superseding him and turning into the first three-quarters of a billion-dollar player we've ever seen in sports. Right?
Yeah.
That's the lightning bolt. That's the commodity. What's their timetable? To me, it's not the next 2 years. It's not.
It's not. They won't be ready to compete then.
It should have been. It should be. But it's not. Because the rest of this year, fart noise. Next year, I got news, fart noise. A giant one. Whoopee cushion. A chorus of whoopee cushions at the same time. Everybody's sitting down while Cakes plays the fart machine sounder right to my left on repeat. They're not doing anything in advance of this CBA issue on December 1st, 2026. You got two baseball seasons where they're not going to do the thing that we were hoping that they were going to do once a certain set of criteria were met. And it ain't happening, I don't believe.
So if that's the case,
what's your timetable? My timetable is I'm gearing towards 2028. Mm. 2028, James Wood will be in his first year of arbitration. Okay, entering that season. That means I have a window or a tipping point, one way or the other, that's similar to the Juan Soto situation, where I go, there's 2.5 years of control left. He's a Boris client. If I'm sure I won't be able to sign him and we're not good, I can use him to really kickstart this thing in earnest. Or if we are good, I don't have to trade anybody away. If we actually build towards a specific year and date and time with that in mind, where you can compete at the highest levels again, if there's a clear alignment, all the arrows pointing towards that, I'll go, damn, dude, that's a pretty savvy plan. Because now you've got pieces with different timetables that are rapidly advancing forward, these timetables are, that don't match up with where your window for competition would be. Did that make sense? In other words,
yeah,
when Gore is a free agent, you're going to suck.
Yeah.
When CJ Abrams is a potential free agent, there's a great chance you're terrible, right?
So if that's the case.
So if that's the case, moves should be geared towards a target date of being great.
And then that could allow him to flex his muscle. What can you get back in return? Can you unearth some gem prospect in somebody's farm system that no one was thinking about? And then he turns into a star here. Like, that's how you prove your worth if you're the Bartolo to me.
And again, this is all with the caveat that he's allowed to do the job.
But I think he's going to get the tag removed.
I do too. But, you know, we're talking the next few weeks here, exactly. Draft and trade deadline. Good thoughts on that. Appreciate the calls as well. We have some exclusive audio here on the Grant and Danny radio program. You're going to want to hear it. It affects all of us, quite frankly. We'll play that for you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're going to see the UFL Championship Trophy in a couple minutes, Sonnell.
Huh?
You and me. Now, it's not quite Grant and I riding in the Nats World Series parade and getting World Series rings, which we did, by the way.
Because that's awesome.
Well, you know how much we contributed.
Yeah.
All the innings we, and the times we.
Yeah.
Right?
The at-bats.
Yeah, the at-bats.
The at-bats.
The at-bats.
They had at-bats.
But we're going to see those. That's a few minutes away. And speaking of Jeeps, he's going to join us at 5, give us his thoughts on the MLB draft here coming up this weekend, give us a baby update, the whole kit and caboodle. That'll be fun. But this is a rare opportunity here to have this kind of our hands on this audio. Darius, if I'm not mistaken, nobody else has this, right? This is not anywhere else and exclusive to the Grant and Danny radio program. So a running theme for the last couple of days has been, and tell me if I've got this characterized wrong or now, where I make you nervous.
You raise my blood pressure
now,
at times.
Give
me a little nervous.
How much, and also, like, put that aside for a second.
Yeah.
How much of this is shtick? How much of it is like a real thing? It's not a real thing, right? I try to be pretty welcoming and open.
It is 110% a real thing.
I make you nervous.
You make me, while I'm doing updates, yes. You sitting right across from me. First of all, Ryan took a picture of you yesterday, look how you were looking at me as I was doing the update.
If I'm honest with everyone, I was doing a great bit yesterday. End of the update show, Linnell just doesn't hear. And I'm looking at him like a girl in the 1960s looks at the Beatles coming off the airplane. You know what I mean? Like I'm giving him the, I want to hold
the dreamy
your
eyes.
Hand, like the look, right? As he's doing the update. But that's one of the themes of the week. That's something that's been going on, and like I'm not really sure what's real, what's not.
I told you.
Yeah.
It's 100% real.
But I can never tell.
No cap.
I'm trying to be disrespectful. Wait. No cap means that's truthful? Caps are lies.
Caps are lies, yes.
Caps are lies. No, caps are falsehoods, misleading statements.
Yeah.
You're my guy.
Yeah.
But there are times where I don't know if it's a real thing or not.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, no.
You, sometimes you're yelling, and I'm like, are you yelling because you're yelling? Or are you yelling because you're passionate? Or are you yelling because you're actually angry about something? Like, sometimes I don't know. I don't
it's
have
all a, passion all the time.
I don't have a great Linnell filter yet. We're learning.
We're working on it.
We're learning each other. We're working on it. Here's our exclusive audio from yesterday. I think we have all my questions answered.
Some college football news. LSU landing the number one recruit in the class of 2026. the defensive lineman. LSU landed the number one prospect in the class of 2026, a defensive lineman. It will be their first number one overall recruit in a class since Leonard Fournette back in 2014. From the Crop Metcalf, five-star sports.
That's it.
Now,
I wanted to get out of this.
Through it super quick and just find me the name of the recruit.
Yeah, class of 2026.
What's his name?
The defensive lineman.
What's his name?
LSU landed the number one prospect in the class of 2026.
And his name is?
The defensive lineman. it will be their first number.
What position does he play? I know that.
Yeah.
Defensive line.
Where is he going to school?
A defensive lineman.
He's a defensive lineman.
It will be their
first.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's his name again? Do we know that?
LSU landed the number one prospect in the class of 2026.
This is incredible. Why did that happen?
Yeah.
You can blame that guy across from
you. You blame me?
Yes.
This is my fault.
This was my whole point the entire week. I can't do the update in front of you. You make me nervous.
Did you write that down? Any words? You type it out?
So the name is there. Here's what it was. So on the last update, I'm doing it off of my iPhone, and I got my Google Docs app. I could not scroll to that script. I felt helpless. That's why I had I tried to just keep talking because dead air is never good, right? It sounds much better, honestly, without the music bed.
Now.
Because when it stops, it is just. Burr, burr, burr,
burr, burr, burr. You run out of bed and you're going, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're Joe and we're having a good time.
Of course.
We're all making merriment. I've done this, whatever this is, the most. Darius has a million bits of audio from days, even before he worked on the show, of me completely.
They do.
Shut up, Danny. Shut up, dude. I'm talking to Linnell.
Did he bounce?
Shut up, man. It's so rude. God.
Wow.
You know, rude. What a jackass.
What a guy.
Shut up, man. Anyways, I was saying. I'm so rudely interrupted. That guy's like, me. I play pickleball. Like, no one's interested, man.
I got just the tip to see how it feels.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're trying to do a show. It's a radio show.
Jeez.
Filthy. Filthy and disgusting, frankly.
I guess I'd put my stupid hand up.
Mm. I don't think your hand's
that
stupid.
That didn't even make a... wasn't even part of the convo. You're just selfish.
So you've been here before.
Yeah, the point is, I say, of course, and I don't think anybody screws up more than me.
When you're in our profession, it happens.
Yeah, I think it happens to me more than the average bear, if I can say that.
Yeah, they do.
Danny, I got... I'm running out of patience.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Not much, to be honest with you. You can see, like, we just played eight of mine.
Well.
And it's not even the worst one. I think he's probably saving the worst one, to be honest with you. The worst one's the worst one. Where I wrote down, instead of the person's name, UVA baseball, and I forgot the guy's name. His name's Chandler Poole. I'll never forget it now, but I sure as bleep forgot it then. Okay? It comes out the worst audio I think anyone has ever delivered on the air. Short of that guy criticizing Pat Mahomes, which is just so stupid.
That was pretty bad.
But it's the single worst bit of audio that's ever aired on this radio, on this signal. This goes back to the beginning, to the inception of 106.7. I'm not talking about the fan, but 106.7, WJFK.
Yeah.
No audio has ever aired that's worse than me. So my point is, you're part of an elite company. You're part of a nice
group. There we go.
Yeah. You got your thing out of the way. You got your flub out of the way.
It happens.
Now, what's the name? I've already forgotten. Forgive me. What's the name of that LSU defensive lineman?
You would think that I would know it.
What's his name?
Like how you now know Chandler Poole.
I'm in. LSU landed the number one prospect in the class of 2026.
I know his ranking.
A defensive lineman.
Lamar Brown.
It will be their first number one overall recruit in a class.
Lamar Brown.
I know his name.
He's the number one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what, like, let me ask you something. Let's say you're in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're in the locker room. Okay. And a small little person comes in, like a short little guy.
Yeah.
And you're surprised when he takes off all his clothes. What would you say?
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? It's third and 36.
Yeah.
Third and 36.
Mm-hmm.
A little check down screen goes for a first down. You would say?
Wow.
And you get surprised. You're surprised by a delivery, and you open it up. And it's an adult sex toy. What would you say?
Wow.
Right?
Nah,
you see what I'm saying? Wow. Then you got it.
Oh, golly. Danny, that's good.
Isn't that a nice time?
That's good.
Wow.
What does Owen Wilson say in every role?
Wow.
What would the Kool-Aid guy say if he saw everybody already drinking Kool-Aid when he burst through the door?
Wow.
Right?
Can I try?
Yes.
Sham?
Try it on.
Wow.
There. Oh, there we go. Oh,
I gotcha. I tried. I won.
What's another name for World of Warcraft?
Wow.
That's the last one I can figure. That's the last one I think of.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
Let's look at a championship trophy. Next.
Let's do it.
You and me. Jordan Tomlin.
It's going to make me say.
Wow.
Ah,
there we go.
Good answer. Good answer. Jordan Tomlin joins us next with the trophy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.